Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Chad Hall, and if you've listened to this before, you may have noticed that there's no short, pithy intro tonight. That's because I'm doing things a little bit different. I'm shooting from the hip, off the cuff. I'm completely unscripted tonight, so you may hear a few more ums and bumps and stumbles that you normally would. But what I want to talk about tonight is I want to talk about food. And that might seem like a strange topic for a podcast that is supposedly about becoming a better person. But I think that food and nutrition are inextricable from becoming a better person, because to become a better person ultimately means to become a healthier person. And that doesn't mean just mentally, but physically as well. There's a undeniable but not completely understood connection between the body and the mind. When your body is healthy, it's easier to be mentally healthy, and I believe vice versa. But here's the problem. The internet. The internet and information, and the information age in general, is a problem. Things like WebMD are the worst thing that you can give to a hypochondriac. And at the same time, maybe somebody who has a healthier mindset, someone who's interested in nutrition and what they should be eating and what supplements they should be taking, there's a lot of contradictory information out there. And I'd love to say that I'm the one that's coming here that's going to give you the truth. But I'm not. There's no way I could do that. There's an unbelievable level of complexity when it comes to studying things like nutrition and health in general. There are so many factors that play into studies that may be completely unobserved or unknown. You may do a test that finds that this particular food causes cancer in 90% of the subjects in this study. But you can't say 100% that that's what caused the cancer, because who knows, there may be a shared factor in their past or something like that. Or there may be something else that they were eating that you didn't know about. Or maybe it's just that one particular genetic group. Who knows? So I can understand why we have so much back and forth. What I continually think about is there was a joke that Lewis Black, the comedian, used to do about eggs. And he'd say, first they told you that eggs are good for you, so you eat a lot of eggs. And then they told you eggs are bad for you, so you stop eating the eggs. And then they tell you eggs are good for you again, so now you eat eggs, but you eat twice as many eggs. And then they tell you the eggs are bad for you, so you stop eating the eggs. And then they tell you they're good for you again. And then they tell you they're bad for you. Just make up your minds, because I'm hungry and I want to eat. And that joke, I'm probably not delivering it anywhere near as good as he does, but that joke just keeps running through my mind when I'm reading articles online or listening to podcasts, like the recent podcast with Dr. Rhonda Patrick on Tim Ferriss' show. Or when I run across an article like I ran across the other day that said that Monsanto's Roundup is in almost every piece of produce that we eat, even including the organic produce. And a company like Monsanto, who made things like Agent Orange and DDT, doesn't really have a good record of creating products that aren't harmful to us, at least as far as some studies say. So, all this stuff swimming through my head, all this stuff on my mind, and all I'm trying to do is become healthier and become happier. And how do I battle this? How do I deal with all this? How do I digest all of this? The answer is, of course, as often comes up in this podcast, I don't know. If I did, I probably wouldn't be podcasting. I would be running a country or a planet. Who knows? Or maybe hiding in a cave on a mountain. But what I do know is that you have to find a strategy of some sort to deal with these things. Because you have to eat. You know, do you take metformin for prediabetes? Do you take CoQ10? Do you eat broccoli sprouts every day? What do you do? And the only thing that I can seem to come up with is you gotta adopt a strategy, a very human strategy. The human strategy is make the best choice you can with the information you have at the time. And then when you learn something new, change, adapt, grow. That's life, isn't it? And why would we expect, I guess, our nutrition to be any different? Every day there's going to be some factor that spins something off into a different direction, and we have to be ready to roll with that. There's common sense that can be applied, of course. We know that it's probably not a good idea to eat ice cream all the time. It's probably not a good idea to eat meats that are stuffed with antibiotics and steroids and who knows what else. It's probably not a good idea to eat produce that has more pesticide in it than less pesticide. If we can just find a way to reduce the amount of poisons that we're introducing into our system, that's probably a good idea. I think that's a safe bet, a safe, even middle ground. Everything else, I think, will kind of work itself out. And you can't obsess over it. You obsess over it in a way, it becomes like hypochondria, and it could even become something like anorexia, where you're afraid to eat. So, treat your body well. Exercise, we know that that's good for you. Leafy green vegetables, pretty much consensus across the board. It's tough. I know it's tough. But it's not impossible. Just apply common sense. Go forward. So, thanks for listening. I know tonight was a little bit weird, a little bit different, but that's the nature of the beast. I hope that you got some value out of this. Thank you to all of you who have been listening, who have subscribed, and have been giving me likes on Overcast. And if you have the time and the kindness in your heart, please go over to Apple Podcasts. Yes, it's not called iTunes anymore. Apple Podcasts. And rate and review this show so that I can find more listeners. And share this with anybody that you think will find value in it. It's just kind of the mantra that you end every podcast with now to remind people to do things like that, I guess. And until next time, remember, failure's not an option. It's a requirement.